We are joined right now by the man who will be bringing you preseason Steelers action on KDKA tomorrow. He's the play-by-play guy. He's a legend. He sleeps in a nightgown and nightcap. He's Bob Pompiani. Is that true, actually, Bob? People are wondering.
Can be some nights, Adam. Depends on the night and depends on, you know, what stage I'm in.
You will really wear a nightcap to bed, Bob?
No.
Oh.
No. I can't do that, no.
Would you say...
Too many issues we're hearing about that.
Would you say... We'll talk about football, I promise. Would you say that you are in a nightgown or in the nude more often when you sleep?
Nude in the earlier days, not so much anymore. I like to feel cold. I know most people do when they sleep, but I won't go that far.
Bob, we will be talking to your partner in crime, Charlie Batch, later on in the show. I'm sure you guys have had your pre-production meetings and you've talked about the broadcast. But 30,000 feet before we narrow in on anything, what are you most looking forward to seeing tomorrow?
Well, I was hopeful of seeing Will Howard, of course. You know, you guys, that's the one thing that we're kind of really centering a lot of things around, just because we won't get him, throughout the course of the regular season. So this would be a great opportunity, and then that injury happened. So aside from that, I mean, Caleb Johnson's a guy that I think most people are bullish on. Got to see what he can do. Some of these, even though you're not going to see a lot of the regulars, some of these other guys who will be fighting for opportunities, like Roman Wilson, this is the first time really we're going to see him in a situation like that. So, those are the kind of guys I'm looking forward to seeing. And on defense, I mean, they have Jack Sawyer, who's certainly going to play in this game. He's been making his impact, I think, on this camp. So he's another guy I want to look forward to seeing. So most of the younger guys who you won't get a chance to see maybe early in the regular season, you're going to put on display tomorrow night.
Bob, what do you like about doing play-by-play in the preseason? What do you dislike about doing play-by-play in the preseason games?
What I dislike is the amount of people, as you know, Doran and Adam. I mean, sometimes this gets a little challenging. I mean, there are people coming off the roster and on the roster almost up until game time. So there are a lot of guys up there that we're not necessarily sure on in terms of numbers and who they are. But as far as, I think, the story development, that's the one thing. You're going to get a chance to see guys who, again, you may not be able to see early in this football season, but who may often have an opportunity to make an impact on this team. The tackles tomorrow are also going to be very important. Broderick Jones is going to get a chance to play and prove that, you know, at least for now, he's still the guy at left tackle. Right tackle, Troy Fautano, we haven't seen him because of just a little bit of him last year. So I want to see a lot of those offensive linemen, which is probably one of the biggest keys to this whole season.
Bob, I feel like we woke you up, and for that I apologize, but I got to tell you something. You got a great voice always. I think it's even better right now. He's got this deep quality to it that is just, I mean, it is music to my ears, my man.
This is what happens when you get right out of bed. And that's it. It's like the Barry White voice. I can't get rid of it. I tried.
Barry White.
But that's what it is. Do you want me to sing to you?
Yes, please.
No. We won't go that far.
We almost had it. Bob, this voice has made you millions and millions of dollars. You shouldn't want to change
right.
it. You need to keep this thing. All right, like how? In all honesty, like, I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. You've been doing the Steelers preseason games for a long time too. Like, do you do anything to keep this voice sounding young?
Not really. I mean, I just drink a lot of tea. That's my thing. Tea and honey and lemon. I was told by Bill Burns. I don't know if you remember Bill Burns back in the day. One of the best newscasters of his time, and he would always say in his desk, aside from a lot of the alcohol that we saw in there, we saw honey and lemon. And so honey and lemon has been the thing I've kind of used a lot of.
Pomp, what do you make of the Cam Hayward situation, the hold-in?
Well, I was surprised, like a lot of people. I was very curious why he wasn't playing or practicing. I mean, and you know, then out of the blue comes this situation. I'm a little bit surprised, but I'm not at all from his point of view. I understand it. Even though he just got a new deal last year, the average salary keeps going up. The market continues to change. I mean, it's tough because he's 36 years old, so how much do you really want to invest in him, although he's coming off a tremendous season? So that's a tough one. The Boswell situation, to me, is going to happen sooner or later anyway. He needed to. And I didn't know he was going through a hold-in either. I don't think many people did. We knew he wasn't going to kick tomorrow. But, I mean, that guy deserves to be paid as the highest paid or one of them in the league. And I think that's all he's after. So that, I think that'll get done before the Hayward situation. But I do expect Cam to get more money out of this whole thing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you that. How you think this is all going to play out? And I think ideally, I don't think there's a bad guy here. I think ideally, you know, the top end guys are getting $30 million. somewhere between 30 and 20 million bucks. I don't know if you give that out to a guy who's 36 years old, but can you forward that roster bonus he's due in March to right now and give him 13 million bucks cash and a little compromise? I think that's probably how this winds up getting done.
Yeah, I think that's it too. And I think Omar Colton knows how to get this stuff done. Reworking money, moving money here from there and doing all that kind of stuff. So I do think it'll get done. He's in there. I think he knows that he wants to be here. This is different than last year when I think he had a little bit too far down the road where people were mentioning Cleveland. He was mentioning Cleveland. I think he'll get his money. But I think Boswell's the one that they were probably trying to work on anyway. And the Steelers have until the beginning of the regular season to get this stuff done. So I expect both to be done and not to be a problem.
Palm, who's your player of the game Saturday?
Player of the game, Doran. That'll be interesting. I hope it's Rock Taylor.
I like that.
Yeah, that's who I hope it is because I have something ready for him in case he does score. So
you
can imagine what that would is. Yeah, Donnie Football and I were talking about different nicknames and things.
Are you going like Rock the Casbah kind of deal? Like, what do you think? Give us a little hint.
Yeah, something like that. You'll have to find out if he scores. I hope he does.
Well, now I hope he does. I mean,
Caleb Johnson, like I said, is probably the guy I want to see most of because he's going to have a role in this. He's not going to start the season as the starter. That's Jalen Warren territory, but he's going to get his share. And he needs to show more in blitz pickup and these kinds of things. So I'm anxious to watch number 20.
Bob, how often for these preseason games do you go ahead and look at the forecast? Like, do you keep refreshing it? Because I know there's nothing worse than having a tap dance through a lightning delay in a preseason game.
You know, Adam, we've had like six of those over the course of 25 years I've been doing this. And when they happen out of nowhere. And we've had them in Carolina, and we had to fill one in Pittsburgh that took almost an hour. So Charlie and I were up there tap dancing all the way through every possible storyline we could and just to get through it all. So, yeah, we look, especially when you go to these kind of climates, because in Jacksonville, you never know what you're going to get in the afternoon into the evening.
All right, so we'll root for no lightning tomorrow. We'll root for a Rock Taylor touchdown, and we appreciate you waking up from your silky slumber to join us this morning, Bob. Have a great call, and we'll talk to you next week.
I got to give you guys credit. I don't know how you get up the early stages the way you do. I'm conditioned to work late, and so therefore I sleep later. I don't know how you do that, but that would really rock. Are you used to that, you guys? I mean, is it just natural now, or is it still a problem to get up?
A little bit of both. It's more natural now. Once you get in a routine, and if you do it consistently, it's the days off whenever, you know, Christmas time comes around, you have like 2 weeks off, and then you got to get back in the swing of things in January where you're all messed up. But once you get in the flow, you're pretty good.
Yeah, I have no problem waking up. It's Thursday afternoon, Friday afternoon, I'm gassed.
Done.
I got smoked. Nothing. My poor kids are playing on me like I'm a mountain or something. They're climbing up me. I'm half awake, yeah.
Well, that's when the beer comes into play for the weekend, right? Just relax, sit back, chill out, and enjoy the weekend.
Two beers Friday night, I'm out.
Out.
I am out. Bob, enjoy the call. Thanks again.
You're getting older, Adam. This is what happens when you get older.
I know, man. I got more grays in my hair than you do, Bob.
That's by design.
Take it easy, buddy. Thanks again.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Have a good night.
What a man. Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Have a good night.
All right, guys.
What time is it?
What time is it?
He was really a full. He was a full octave lower this morning.
He was. He literally just woke up.
I want to try to mess with him a little bit too, but A, got too much respect for Pomp, and B, like he's half out of it.
Yeah,
he's still a professional, that guy.